Blog Talk Radio.
Another great, hey, it's going to be another great day, another great weekend for NFL football. Hello, everyone. Thanks a lot for tuning in to Locker Talk, where you hear about NFL stars of tomorrow today. Live right now on the Baxter Pad Radio Network with several show platforms that you can check out online throughout the entire week, where we cover everything from religion to politics, the other matters that's going on, sports, social, in social situations, anything you can think of as far as news topic, make sure you always tune in to the Baxter Pad Radio Network, where I am proud to be a part of through Locker Talk Radio, through Locker Talk Podcast, where you're, like I said, where you'll hear about NFL stars of tomorrow today. I basically like to say the NFL within the NFL, because that's the type of information I like to bring onto this show. Thanks a lot for tuning in, everyone. We're going into week 11. Ha, can't believe it. Halfway through the season already. Here we go with the NFL playing season. Although for the NFL, part of what I do is always all year round. But the playing season is always special, because after the months and months of promoting and highlighting players, unknown players, before everyone's eyes, who no one who really knows, you know, about, and then to actually see these guys actually have an opportunity to actually do well in the NFL, to wait that long and to actually see a solid career right before our eyes is something that I always cherish. What I always say that it's going to be something very special to always look forward to each year. Now, this year is no different. If you guys have any questions, anything you want to, you know, ask or send, or something you want me to talk about, you can always shoot me directly through Twitter at @Locker_Report. Instagram, when I'm live currently right now on Instagram at LockReport100, Facebook, LockReport.com, or you can shoot me a message during the week or anytime through my email at BarryBarnes@Locker-Report.com. All right, now, all right, getting through all that good stuff there now. And, of course, you can always go to my publication at Locker-Report.com to hear all the stuff I talk about on this show, or if you want to hear more stuff that I talk about during the course of the week. But I'm going to try to jam-pack a lot in today. To talk about the mid-season reports for the offensive players through the regional combine during the first half of the season. Talk a little bit about what's going forward for this week. Talk a little bit about what happened last week. Also give you some good NFL notes and things like that. But also I want to talk about the CFL right now. Yes, there are several players, many players that came through the NFL regional combine that did not have their talents translated yet to the NFL, but they're working towards it. And I'm a big fan of the CFL product. And if you can't make a living in the NFL and you can make a living in the CFL, by all means, you're still playing professional football. So, guys, if you have that opportunity, go and take advantage of it. I know we have the new league, the Football Alliance Association. They're about to kick their season off, their annual season, in February, right after the Super Bowl. And that's another spot where if you did not have the opportunity, whether because of skill set or whatever the situation may be, to actually play in the NFL, you're going to have now two platforms outside of, course, the Arena League football. But far as playing football, the game of football, there's another league that's about to develop. It's pretty legit that I'm really excited about and probably talk about later on in the year. But right now, just focusing on NFL, and also I'm going to talk about these guys from the CFL. Now this year, for the CFL players, players that came through the NFL regional combine, there were 24 players that started this season for the 2018 season in the CFL. At season's end, it was around 35. So more players had started to come up. There's 35 players now. There were more players that came in and out during the course of the season. But when the regular season wrapped up, there were 35 players from the platform that actually made squads in the CFL. Now, this week is their finals. Last week was the semifinals. This week is their finals. And you have two. He had four now. It's pretty much like your final four. You have Hamilton, Tiger Cats going against our Red Blacks. That's going to be the first game Sunday in their finals. They start at 1 o'clock Eastern time. Then we had the Winnipeg Blue Bombers going up against the Calgary Stampeders, which I believe is the favorite to win the Grey Cup this year. So those guys are going to play their finals this Sunday right after the Hamilton and Iowa play, and their game is going to be at 4:30. And whoever wins out of those two teams definitely going to play in the Grey Cup, right after we'll play for the Grey Cup to win, to see who's going to win the CFL championship. And there's several players from that platform. Definitely want to give shouts out to. Right now you have Thurman, Jamal Thurman, who's actually eighth in the CFL amongst all tackles. He finished the season this year, regular season, with about 96 tackles. Watching Jamal when he was in the workouts 2017 in Minnesota, he was a special team junkie, you know, who definitely played the game very well. I thought for sure that he was going to go transition straight into the NFL, but he's making a pit stop in the CFL. I do not see this young man in the CFL very long. I think his skill set will eventually will translate into the NFL, and I think that he's going to do some great things when he gets his opportunity. But if it does not, he's making himself a very, very good name in the CFL. I'm proud of him. He's doing his thing up there. And then to actually finish off eighth in tackles, that says a lot about this, you know, about this young man and what he can do. Right now, on that team as well, that's on the active roster, is Antti Immonen. This is a tongue twister for me, but he's a fullback. He's another guy who came through the process 2016, had short hair, but now his hair has grown all the way down to his back. Fullback, he had a couple of carries this year for that and managed out to about 6 yards this year, but he's more of a block and pass protection. So in max protection, that's where he come in at. And then a good close friend of mine, one of the players who I developed a real good relationship with on the opposite side of the ball for the Red Blacks is Will Alter, for him to be able to still make that team. And he have a long story, something I can't even get into on this show because it was really long. But to see that he made that practice squad as a quarterback from Western Connecticut to make it a professional football player, considering at one time in his life he was almost paralyzed, could not move. But he was able to fight through the illness that he had to go to Division III football program, lit up all the stats for that school in Western Connecticut, and for him to get the opportunity to play professional football is definitely a godsend and definitely a blessing for him and his fame. So I'm really proud of him. So that's a little bit of a touch of a wrap-up from some of the guys from the CFL that came through the NFL Regional Combine platform that right now there's currently 35 players that came through the platform, and I will definitely dive in a little bit more into this going into next week, let you guys know who's going to play for the Grey Cup. You listen to Locker Talk of the Bachelor Pad Radio Network, where you'll find out about NFL starts of tomorrow, today. Now, before we go into a quick pause, just letting you know that when we come back, I'm going to talk about some of the things to watch out for this weekend in the NFL. Some records going to be set, as always, every week. That's always a record that's being made, or a record definitely always being broken. Also, I'm going to give you a little idea of scenarios for playoffs. Just because your teams have started off kind of slow does not mean they can't make the playoffs down the second stretch. I'll give you some cool facts and some stats about what to look out for if you have one of those teams that's struggling right now, like if you're a Green Bay Packers squad or if you're a Philadelphia Eagles squad. I have some news for you guys to let you know that do not count your team out this year in this postseason. Also, I'm definitely going to talk about the halfway point for us with some of the offensive players from the Regional Combine, what they did the first half of the season and what I expect on the second half of the season. I think the offense side of the ball is really going to do some exciting things during the second half of the season, especially with one particular player that's really helping the platform even get stronger even more. You listen to Locker Talk Radio Network on the Bachelor Pad Radio Network.
Hey there, this is L.A. Bachelor, host of the Bachelor Pad Show from the Bachelor Pad Network, inviting you to tune in on Wednesday, 6 p.m. Eastern Time, for the Donaldson File with your hosts Tom Donaldson and Coco Cosney. They bring politics and other perspectives from the left and from the right. The Donaldson Files every Wednesday, 6 p.m. Eastern, right here on the Bachelor Pad Radio Network.
Here we go. All right, here we go. Back to Locker Talk on the Bachelor Pad Radio Network, where you hear about NFL stars of tomorrow today. We're going to give you some great stuff here now. Like I said, we'll talk a little bit about some scenarios as far as playoff-wise, some good stats to look out for, and also breaking down what to expect this weekend and what the guys did in the first half of the season. That's what it's all about, as some of them listening right now. There's only one playoff scenario this week, and that's the L.A. Rams. If the Rams beat the Chiefs Monday night, they will clinch their division. So that's the only team right now that can actually clinch a playoff spot early in this season right now. So watch out for that game. That's going to be something to look out for if they were to beat the Kansas City Chiefs. I know that Monday night game is going to be fantastic, so I'm definitely going to be all tuned in watching that, but also watching the guys from the regional combine, seeing what they're going to do. Now, entering week 11, very important, entering this week, I'll give you some little context here. The NFL is entering its second season, and the excitement is building. 17 teams are currently in or within one game of a playoff spot, including 9 teams that did not advance to the postseason last year. Now, since the league had went to a 12-team playoff format, at least 4 teams that qualified for the playoffs the year before did not make the playoffs the following year. So since they made that format with the 12-team format, each year at least 4 teams that went to the playoffs the year before did not make it the following year. So there's something to watch out for. So you have some teams right now on the break that, like the Jacksonville Jaguars, they're struggling right now. They will be one of those type of teams that probably wouldn't make it. And then you had the Philadelphia Eagles. They're like one of those type of teams that won't make it. So you look at how those guys are really forming that season this year. Right now, the Bengals, they're struggling. There's a good chance they probably can't make it. So at least 4 teams not making it the next year. Now, the teams that have a slow start, dating back to 1990, there were 27 teams that qualified for the playoffs after having a losing record in the first 9 games. So I'll repeat that. Since 1990, there have only been 27 teams that in their first 9 games, they had losing records, but they still managed to get to the playoffs, which is fantastic. So like I said, there are some teams that right now, they're struggling right now that you're pulling for. Don't worry, they're going to make it. Now, the Texans, the Texans, they started that season 0-3. They could be the second team since 1970 that won 6 straight games after starting 0-3 and still made the playoffs. They're the second team after the New York Giants did in 1970. So there are some things there to definitely watch out for with the way how these guys are playing right now. By sticking to the format, not changing their game set, always sticking to what works for them and not panicking. That's the key thing about the NFL. You do not want to panic. Now, for some schedule changes that the NFL had just sent out about the NFL for their schedule. In week 13, there were some games that got flexed. Week 13, the Chargers, Los Angeles Chargers, going to play the Pittsburgh Steelers, not at their original time at 1 o'clock, but they will play it at night, the 8 o'clock game that Sunday night. So the Chargers and Steelers in week 13, their game is going to be moved up to 8 o'clock that Sunday night. Now, the game that was originally scheduled at 8 o'clock between the 49ers and the Seahawks, that game got pushed back to 4 o'clock. So that's going to be a 4 o'clock kickoff for that game. So they got flexed out. Now, the following week, in week 14, the Rams and the Bears. Here we go. Talking about the Bears again. I told you at the very beginning, this Bears defense is legit. This team is going to make some noise this season. And it shows with them being flexed with the Rams. The Rams and the Bears game, which was originally a 1 o'clock kickoff in week 14, that's going to be moved to an 8 o'clock game that Sunday night. And the game that originally was going to be that 8 o'clock game, the Steelers versus the Raiders, that game is going to be pushed back to 4 o'clock on that day. So don't worry, I will definitely give you a heads up about that next week, because I know you guys want to prepare for your Super Bowl party. I mean, not your Super Bowl parties, but your Sunday night parties, your game parties, and your tailgate events. Don't worry, I got you covered. Of course, the main media is going to talk about it too, but I'm giving it to you first to let you know that week 13, week 14 had already been flexed. So please watch out for the way how those two matchups are going to work out. Now, going into some other cool stuff about what's going on with this weekend with the NFL. Last night, we saw what the Green Bay Packers and the Seattle Seahawks, what they were able to do last night, and it was a great game. It was really great for me to see that Robert Tanyan, who's a tight end for the Green Bay Packers, who came through the NFL Regional Combine platform in 2017 when he worked out in Minnesota. He had his first NFL catch, not only just his first catch, but it's also NFL touchdown. So he was able to pull that off when Aaron Rodgers had that scrambling play when he was on their territory. He threw for 58 yards. That guy, Robert, came through the NFL Regional Combine platform, was with the Detroit Lions last year, primarily on practice squad, made it onto this team with the Packers, played very well. I was actually happy to see that out of three tight ends, the Packers had made three tight ends active on the active roster, and he made it. So it was great that he stuck with it. He played primarily. He played primarily on special teams. However, he started to get more playing time with the offense. And last night, for him to catch that deep ball, I'm quite for sure he's starting to slowly gain Aaron Rodgers' trust. So I hope he continues to target him during the course of the season. And also in that game, Trevor Davis, who's been with the Packers since he got drafted in 2015, came back for the first time from being injured. So last night was his first game back, seeing that he was out there fielding some kickoffs. It was great to see him out there. He did get one tackle on a punt as well, so he did show that he's healthy, he's ready to go. He caught a couple of touchdowns for Aaron Rodgers before. Hopefully he get find himself into the end zone again this year. Now, that was some cool stuff there to talk about as far as what the regional guys did last night. But now let's talk about what some of the guys had did from the regional, well, the first half of the season. And pretty much the brain, I didn't say the brainchild, but the man who comes to mind all the time is Adam Thielen. It's no surprise, you know, he's pretty much a big name now, household name in the NFL, amongst the NFL world, coming through the regional combine platform in 2013, making it to the with the Vikings in 2014. This year, now, he made a lot of history. As we all know, he's the first player in NFL history to go first eight games, to start the season with 100 receiving yards each game. So he's the first one to do that. He tied Calvin Johnson at any point of the season, eight straight games with 100 receiving yards. So he made history there. For the platform, he's the first wide receiver from the platform to lead the league going into week 9, lead the league in receptions, lead the league in receiving yards, and was second in touchdowns with 7. So the way he started off his first half of the season, I'm quite sure he's going to build on it. They play against the Bears this weekend. Coming off their bye, knowing that they're going to have a tough defense to go against them. And also, the cool part, they're going to go up against one of the guys from the regional combine I've been talking about a lot this year, was Roy Robinson Harris. Although he's a defensive tackle, we're going to see how much pressure he's going to put on Kirk Cousins. And if he put Kirk Cousins, a lot of pressure on Kirk Cousins, the receivers need to be ready to come back to that ball. And Adam is really good at coming back to the ball. And they're going to need that because that pressure is coming. The Vikings make sure they had their protection ready because the Bears are coming. And with Harris being in the middle of that centerpiece, they're going to have their hands full this weekend for sure. But Adam Thielen, kudos to him. Look like he's going to make another Pro Bowl this year for sure. But his chances of making a first team All-Pro will be the first of his career, and then it'll be the first wide receiver on the platform to earn that prestigious honor. So that's what's going on with Adam Thielen. You listen to Locker Talk on the Bachelor Pad Radio Network, where you hear about NFL stars of tomorrow today. Now, instead of talking about this guy last, I'm going to jump right into him now. Now, Nick Mullins came upon the NFL 2 Thursdays ago when he played against the Oakland Raiders, and he set the world on fire. This past Monday, he played against the New York Giants team, where he actually had an opportunity to win the game. Now, although you hear the stats, you hear how the national media painted the picture of Nick Mullins, thinking that it was just a one-hit wonder that first game, and you see that the national media was really pulling for Eli and the Giants to win because they needed that win. You know, so they had more favor going from the media standpoint. They had more favor going for Eli Manning than they had for the 49ers. And basically, he looked at Nick Mullins as being, well, he had that one good game. He did that against Oakland Raiders. Really nothing, you know, too big on that. This, can he do this again the second time in a row? So there was a lot of, I would say, little, you know, shots it was taking at Nick Mullins. And in that game, when he threw the two interceptions, the part about those two interceptions that didn't stand out, that did not convey through the national media about those two picks, that the balls actually bounced off his receiver's hand, and it was more of a deflection. It wasn't just because it was a bad pass. But when then you see with the two interceptions, just make it look as if, oh, he just threw two picks because he was erratic with the ball. He wasn't, you know, taking his time. That was not the case. Those two passes came off of receiver's hands, went into one defender twice, same defender for the New York Giants in that game. And that's how those two plays happened out. Late in that game, that fourth quarter, when the 49ers could have ended the game, when the Giants had faced a third and 12, but they got called on the defense a holding penalty. And then you had another penalty whipping on another defensive player when he was trying to get the Giants off the field with under 2 minutes left. And then you saw what happened, that the Giants was able to score. Nick Mullins still drove him down the field with no time left, was on the 20-yard line, held the ball a little too high, they lost their game. They go into that bye week. Most likely he will start against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers in Tampa. This will be his first road game. I'm quite for sure he's going to do very well. I know he's going to do well in the game if he gets to start. He's the first guy from the NFL Regional Combine quarterback to start an NFL game, the first one to win a game, and to be that first guy to actually start multiple games. He wasn't the first one to throw a pass. Have to get that to B.J. Daniels in 2015 when he had played with the quarterback for the Houston Texans. So I definitely give Nick Mullins, stay in there, hang in there. The more opportunity is going to come for you because you're that good of a player. Now, Keenan Cole, wide receiver for the Jacksonville Jaguars. This year, he's third on the team right now with 375 passing yards. He also had one touchdown off of 29 catches. So that was his first half productivity for the 2018 season, but he did have a play against the New England Patriots that could be a nominee for one of the best catches of the year when he had caught a one-hand pass near the sideline, cuffed it and curled it and flipped and rolled out of bounds with four minutes and 30 seconds in the first quarter against the New England Patriots. If you want to pull that up, check out Keenan Cole's one-handed catch against the New England Patriots in week two. You'll see how awesome that catch was. He's definitely one of those guys, one of those plays to watch out for as being one of the best plays of the year. Seth Roberts, wide receiver for the Oakland Raiders, two touchdowns on the season so far. Right now, he has 17 catches for 188 yards. A couple of years ago, I labeled him as pretty much the best third receiver in the league because he was getting a lot of targets. Derek Carr was hitting him a lot. Had close to 50 catches. Midway point of 1,000 yards that particular season, 2015. Really had a good season, but with a lot of the changes that the Raiders had made, kind of made him an afterthought. This year, he's starting to get looked at a lot more now and realizing that to Derek Carr that he's one of those reliable receivers that he can go to. You're listening to Locker Talk on the Bachelor Pad Radio Network, where you hear about NFL stars of tomorrow, today. Marvin Hall, wide receiver for the Atlanta Falcons. He's primarily a return guy. He has 10 kickoff returns for 254 yards. His longest so far this year, it came from 53 yards that he did against the Cincinnati Bengals in week four. He's getting a lot more targets. I mean, a lot more targets from, what's his name again? Yeah, Matt Ryan. He did have a touchdown this year for 41 yards. Against the Giants on Monday Night Football right before the second half started. So he's finding his way into the end zone, which is great because he definitely have a lot of speed. Now, there with the Calvin Ridley, there with the Julio Jones, there with the Mohamed Sanu, it's a little hard to find his place with those three big-time receivers. But every once in a while, Matt Ryan will find Hall in those situations, especially when it's a third and long situation, because Marvin Hall has shown that he can catch the deep ball. He did it last year a couple of times, and he's shown it this year. I think they're going to still find some ways to implement his skill set because they can't ignore his talent. Now, Vincent Smith was a rookie from Limestone College. started. He's with the Houston Texans. Right now, he only have one catch right now for 22 yards. He's been a little banged up, so I'm looking forward towards the second half of the season that he could be one of those surprise guys. Now, knowing that Will Fuller is hurt for the rest of the year, and when we talk about speed, Smith was actually the fastest player in South Carolina, the state of South Carolina, last year. And so he runs a 4.2 speed set. They got to find a way to implement him. And then the second half, I think they're going to find some way to get him out there to expose on some of the deep plays. So watch out for number 17 for the Texans. I think he's going to get some more targets during the second half of the season just to open things up and for Watson to go deep. So you definitely want to watch out for that guy. Matt Lingle, tight end for the Cincinnati Bengals. Aaron Cross, both guys only have one reception. The Engel actually just got signed off the Bengals, off the Texans practice squad several weeks ago, went back to Cincinnati to the team that first gave him his opportunity in 2015. Tight end, he's an active player there now. So he's looking really good out there when he gets his chances, primary blocking right now. So that's pretty much a wrap-up what the offensive guys did the first half of the season. Now, as we go into Week 11, hope everyone enjoyed this week. As we ready to wrap up Locker Talk for this week. Now, I know 30 minutes is not long enough. I have so much stuff to talk about, but it just makes you guys want to tune in the next week where I will talk some more about what the guys did for the regional combine. But next week, I will focus more on what the officiating did as well in the first half of the season. So next week, expect to hear me talk about some highlights from what the officiating did, what the officials did in the NFL, how they went about executing their calls on the field, which things starting to tone down a little bit more. So you'll hear some exciting stuff about officiating next week. Thanks a lot, everyone, for tuning in to Locker Talk. If you have any questions, always shoot me a message directly on Twitter at Locker_Report. Also on Instagram 100, all low caps. On Facebook, LockerReport.com, and you can always shoot me an email at BarryBond@Locker-Report.com. Everyone be blessed. Enjoy Week 11. You know I will. Everyone stay safe. Peace.
night. They chub rock jumps up on the scene with a lean and a pocket full of green. The green doesn't symbolize I made it on the top, but RoboCop last year was a shock. The tone of the Popeye cut shook your butt. Kids are screaming, the media says what kind of music is this for you to dance to? The man with the plan and the band demands you. Leave the smack and the crack for the whack, throw the ball and the knock, keep a smile like that. Leave the knife and the gun in the store and ignore temptation set by the nation. Racial game cause it's pain, he's a new rep. In your heart and mind, never forget to set. Hawkins, and when you're walking, you know just one. Black on black, remember that, it's important. Anyway, the shunless one, bring forth the fun. No hatred, the summer's almost done. No time for sleep, jump in your Jeep and pump up the funky beat. A holy Beaver goes off, yo, smash it, then trash it. You're too young to be plumped in a casket. Just get your boys and bring the noise and just swing it. Your party people, swing it. Back to 1990, Chub Rock jumps up on the scene with a lean and a hardcore dream. The dream wasn't crafted to be pornographic. Decency started from the crib plus kids. Don't need to hear all of that on a rap. The strength of my vibe placed Chubs on the map, cause authority, seniority goes forth me. My staff gives autograph plus gives up last. Reap my might, heed my sight. I definitely lead you right, just treat me right. Peace.
called me weird. We was in math class, third row. I was sitting by you, right before Mr. Ammon's class, cause my mama couldn't afford new J's polo, thrift store, thrift clothes. That was all I knew. Do you remember? I remember when you laughed when I cut my perm off and you rated me a 6. I was like, damn. But even back then, with the tears in my eyes, I always knew I was the. I like that.
Hey, Rebecca, what you doing?
Oh, I just wanted to see if my love for Dunkin's pumpkin iced coffee is mutual.
It loves me.
I'm so happy for you guys.
Jealous?
Fall in love with fall flavors at Dunkin' with any size $2 iced coffee from 2 to 6 p.m. Try any of our delicious flavors like maple pecan or pumpkin. America runs on Dunkin'.
It loves me.
Participation may vary. Limited time offer.
Turn around. You've been missing. Look behind you and put on your glasses for a vision. Maybe one day we'll be more than we were we way back when. Maybe then they'll listen. Maybe then the world will understand. If you follow me, see mysteries up in the stars. Like a rocket ship, your clothes are worn.
Stop. park and parlay. Hope that your walk is away, cause you and your girls wanna ride. Play all day, puff on the line. Say what, say what, say what. You know that I like it, baby.
Ooh,
girl, you know what's up, and you know what I need.
Ooh, say what, say what, say what.
You know that I'm about it, baby.
Ooh, girl, you know what's up.
You said. live and breathe 100 proof. Never does a day go by when in your eyes I see my truth. There would be no life for me if ever there's no you. You became the love that grew to know just how the pieces fit. Teaching me the where, the when, the why, the how, the truth in it. Understand that all there is and all that's ever be is the way this road to love brings you back to me. You're my destiny. Never once afraid to trust. Your love was there to fill my need. Understand it all there is.